You're listening to the Lone Star Gridiron Sports Network.
It's time to talk a little Dallas-Fort Worth. Hello, everybody. Terry Bennett, Grant Goodwin. See, I'm pleased doing that. Terry Bennett, Matt Diggs here in studio. That's why it feels weird because we're literally doing this like we do sideline to sideline.
You're thinking of Grant.
I'm thinking of Grant. It is the Top Shelf Salsa DFW Metroplex. Live in studio is Matt Diggs. We are glad to have you. I got to tell you, that Frisco, and it kind of felt weird. Somehow we did it easily. But I felt like we were cheating on the DFW show, talking these big games. We're going to talk about them here on the DFW show. But I will say this. This is going to be a little bit of a different show, simply because you're in studio. This is going to tend to be a little bit more informal. I mean, we're going to talk games and stuff, but like the first topic we're going to talk about is DFW related, but it's got nothing to do with the games today that we're going to talk about. It's because we were actually watching on the studio TV. Whenever Grant and I record, we just always throw on YouTube old football classic games and stuff. Right. And so we were talking about Texas Stadium. And so I wanted to lead the show off with that because I miss Texas Stadium, and I don't miss how it was falling apart, and it was falling apart. But I just miss how it was, at least for us that covered the game as the media. It was a lot different than it is now.
Absolutely.
Back then, they kind of just put you up there in the press box or in the aux boxes, which were the best places to go, and just let you be.
Right.
You just go do your thing. We're down here. You don't mess with us. We don't mess with you. Today, or in today's world, and believe me, all the amenities are there at AT&T Stadium, but it just doesn't feel the same.
It doesn't.
There's just something about it. And it's been 10 years, so this isn't it's new, you'll get used to it. But you did bring up a point in the Frisco show. Maybe it's because we haven't got used to it, because it seems like every playoffs, three of the weeks are blocked out for concerts, college basketballs, or Jimmy Joe paid $2 million to go have a party and get drunk on the Blue Star.
Exactly. And, you know, from a media perspective,